我们请看启示录的第四章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 4.
启示录第四章。
Revelation chapter 4.
这里有讲到宝座安住在天上。
And here it talks about the throne that is in heaven.
啊。一般有的人认为说啊，这个是看到天上崇拜的情景。
And most people consider this to be able to see how worship is held in heaven.
其实这是神的教会。
Actually, this is the church of God.
哦，我们看耶利米书的十七章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 17.
耶利米书十七章。
Jeremiah chapter 17.
十二节。
Verse 12.
十七章十二节。
17 verse 12.
我们的圣所是荣耀的宝座，从太初安住在高处。这里讲到圣所就是荣耀的宝座。
It says that the sanctuary is the glorious high throne.
圣所就是主着古时候的神的殿，预表新约时代的教会。
And the sanctuary is the temple of God in the Old Testament, and it is the church in the end times.
啊，这个神的殿啊，圣所、教会，这是神的宝座。
Temple of God, the sanctuary, the church of God, this is all the throne of God.
所以不是说啊，特别另外设立一个宝座啊，让神坐在那里，不是这个意思。
So the meaning here is not that there is another throne that is established for God in heaven.
啊，第四章一开始看回来，启示录第四章。
Return back to Revelation chapter 4.
第四章一开始说啊，我观看见天上有门开了，我处处听见好像吹号的声音，对我说：“你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。”我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座在安住在天上，哦，说天开了。
It says that heaven opened.
这表示非常重大一些事情的宣告开始。
And so this means that it's the beginning of an important proclamation.
啊，重要的属灵奥秘的开始。
And this is the beginning of important spiritual mysteries.
啊，当然我们有说有一些见证哈，有的看天开啦，啊，神的灵降下来。
And sometimes we hear of testimonies when people see vision, they see heaven open and see God.
像两年前在那个夏威夷教会啊。
For example, in two years ago in the church in Hawaii.
有一个姐妹就看到说天开了。
The sister saw that heaven opened.
啊，结果开始啊，神的灵就在那边工作。
And then it was that time that God's word began to work mightily.
我刚刚来到纽约的时候。
And when I first got to New York.
啊，有一次灵恩会。
There was one spiritual convocation.
有一个年长的慕道者啊，他就看到说，哇，天开了。
And there was an elderly truth seeker who saw the heavens open.
啊，主耶稣就坐云下来。
And it's Jesus Christ on a cloud came down.
啊，在我们祷告的地方啊，在那里行事。
And then he was walking around where we were praying.
所以那一次很多人得圣灵。
And so during that time, many people received the Holy Spirit.
所以这天开了，这是一种属灵的奥秘的一个开始。
And so the opening of heaven represents the beginning of the spiritual mystery.
吹号是一个重大的宣告。
And blowing the trumpet means that there is an important proclamation.
结果约翰马上就看到一个宝座安住在天上。
And so John immediately saw a throne set in heaven.
这个圣经里面有时候讲到天上。是主着进到属灵界里面，灵界里面。
And so the Bible when it says that is in heaven, it means that they have entered into the spiritual realm.
说我们是天上的国民。
So when we say that we are the citizens of heaven.
我们虽然住在地面上，但是我们是属天的。
And so even though we live on this world, we belong to heaven.
所以这个是主着属灵的、属天的的意思。
And so this is what it means to belong to heaven and to be in the spiritual realm.
那所以第四章开始就是有关末后要实现的事情，就是从教会的设立开始。
And so chapter 4 onwards talks about the things that will happen in the end days, beginning with the establishment.
跟第一章所讲的差不多说，主啊，有一位坐在宝座上的。
And it's similar to what's recorded in chapter 1, that there is one seating on the throne.
神就在这个教会里面做王。他来治理教会。
Jesus Christ is King of the Church and is watching over the Church.
啊，有宝，有碧玉，有红宝石。
And there is jasper and sardius.
啊，这个有红围着宝座。
And there's a rainbow that surrounds the throne.
啊，这个红我们知道，这个是挪亚洪水以后啊，主耶稣神在那个神跟 挪亚立约的一个记号。
And we know that the rainbow was a sign made between God and Noah after the flood.
啊，神说我不再用洪水把人灭掉了，这是一种恩典的记号。
God said that no longer will I destroy man with a flood. This is a sign of the blessing.
所以这个宝座设立啊，本来是为着要审判。
And so at first, the throne that was established for judgment.
啊，从神的家开始，然后审判全世界。
Starting from the church of God until the rest of the world.
但是这审判当中啊，有洪，所以也是一个施恩的宝座。
And there is a rainbow there on the throne, meaning that this is judgment, but there is also mercy.
所以末世真教会开始啊，就是神开始审判了。
And so the end time, when the church is established, it means that God has started
to judge. 也是一个施恩的时期。
But this is also a period of time for mercy.
我们在传道里本身就是一种审判。
And when we preach the gospel, this is one way of judging.
你信得救，不信定罪。
If you believe, then you are saved. And if you do not believe, then you are condemned.
啊，但是你信的人啊，你可以来到施恩宝座前啊，能够求主的怜悯。
But one who believes can come in front of the mercy seat to receive the mercy of God.
所以在哈巴古书里面说啊，神啊，你在发怒当中啊，也希望你能够以怜悯为念。
And so in the book of Habakkuk, it says that in your wrath, may you still show your mercy.
所以在末世传福音的阶段啊，就是施恩。啊，审判并行。
And so in the end times, when we're preaching the gospel, this is judgment and mercy walking hand in hand.
我们看第五节，四章第五节
，Chapter 4, verse 5.
说有闪电、声音、雷锋从这个宝座发出，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着。哦，有声音不断的从宝座里面发出来。
And so there was a voice coming out from the throne.
当然，这个我们不能够根据字义解释了。
And so we can't just explain it as we will.
好，这个就是属灵的一种象征的解释。
And this is a spiritual symbolism.
有很多的声音要从这个宝座里面发出来。
And there's a lot of voices that will proceed from the throne.
当然，这个教会里面有祷告、赞美的声音、诗歌的颂赞声。
And of course, there sounds of prayer and hymn singing within the church.
啊，但是也有传末世警告、审判的声音呢。这个。
There's also a sound that proclaims the warnings for the last days.
啊，七盏火灯啊，宝座前点着，就是圣灵大大充满啊，所以能够大大的发光。
The seven lamps of fire, meaning that the church is filled with the Holy Spirit, so we can glow.
充满是荣耀。
And is filled, and so this is glorious.
所以说，这个七灯就是神的七灵啊，这个神的灵啊，大大充满，这是真教会的情况。
So we say the seven lamps are the seven spirits of God. This is the, all the spirits.
宝座前面好像一个玻璃海，好像水晶一样。
And before the throne is a sea of glass, like crystal.
啊，玻璃海表示非常的宁静、安详、光明的意思。
And so the sea of crystal means it's very still, very quiet, and very glorious.
所以你来到神的教会，你都可以享受那个属灵上、心灵上的真正的祥和与平安。
And so when we come to church, we can enjoy this true spiritual rest and peace.
我在这一章里面所要强调的重点就是二十四长老跟四个活物。
And what I want to emphasize on in this chapter are the 24 living creatures and elders.
啊，这里讲到说啊，宝座的周围有二十四个长老。
Here it tells us that around the throne there are 24 elders in verse 4.
啊，坐在二十四个座位上面。
And they're sitting on 24 thrones.
啊，他们身穿白衣呀、啊。头上戴着金冠冕
and they are clothed in white robes and they have the crown of gold on their heads.
那、啊、这个长老是不是跟我们现在教会里面的长老同样
？And so these elders here are they the same? They are they the same as the 24 elders?
当然很多啊，啊，符合条件的长老也坐在这个宝座上面没有错。
And of course, there are elders who sit on this throne. They are worthy to sit on the throne.
但是我觉得说不在乎那个 title 那个头衔。
But I feel that it's not in the title.
而是不是你真正符合长老的资格
？But whether or not you are truly worthy to be an elder.
这里讲到坐在宝座上啊，要两个条件。
Here it says that in order to sit on the throne, you must have two qualifications.
一个就是身穿白衣。
First is that you must be clothed in the white garment.
一个是戴金冠冕。
Second is that you must be wearing the crown of gold.
这个穿白衣就是有美好的灵修啊，达到圣洁完全的意思。
And to wear the white garment means that you have attained the spiritual perfection.
提摩太前书第五章里面讲到案例长老的一些资格。
And First Timothy chapter 5 it talks about the qualifications of an elder.
要无可指责。
And they must be able to
要节制住所端正啊。
They need to.
他在家庭都要有好模范。
They need to be a good example in their family, and they must be blameless in all things.
啊，在教外也要好名声。
They must have a good reputation outside of the church also.
所以要有美好的灵性。
You must have good spirituality.
才能够穿上白衣。
And then you can put on the white garment.
真的，我们看到很多的长老啊，真的是这样，灵修相当好。
So we can see some elders are truly have great spirituality.
不只是在教会里面，在教外也是一样，很让人受敬重。
And not only in the church, but outside of the church, they are greatly respected.
啊，另外一个戴金冠冕呢，就是为主忠心呐，受苦受难。
And wearing the crown of gold means that you're faithful towards God and to suffer for God.
所以启示录第二章里面说，你要自属忠心呐，你就能够得冠冕。
And so in Revelation chapter 2, it says that if you're faithful to the end, then you will receive the crown of life.
保罗要离世之前呐。
Before Paul passed away,
他说美好的仗我打过了
I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路我跑尽了
I've run a good race.
所信的道我锁住了
And I've kept the faith.
如今有那个公义的冠冕为我存留
And so there is up in store for me the crown of righteousness.
所以这个金冠冕是因为你为主的功啊劳苦努力
And so the crown of righteousness is for those who have worked hard for the gospel of God.
他所得到的最高的赏赐
It's the greatest reward that we will receive.
所以我们要常常做主的工啊。
So we must often do the work of God.
这样让我们的工作能够随着。
And so that our works may follow.
所以做长老，坐在那个位置上，一个是美好的灵修，一个是为主尽到最大的力量来服侍。
And so the two qualifications to be able to sit on the throne is that you must have good spirituality and beautiful spirituality, and also
have worked. 所以你不按照规矩的话，你就不能够得冠冕。
And if you do not follow these rules, then you will not be able to receive the crown.
所以我们奔跑不是无定向的。
And so when we run, we don't run aimlessly.
我们斗拳不是打空气的。
And then we battle, we fight, not fighting against air.
我们有我们灵修，我们侍奉的目标。
We cultivate ourselves spiritually, and there is it is for a goal.
那再来第六节里面谈到宝座周围的四个活物。
And then chapter six, verse six talks about the four living creatures.
他们以宝座做中心呐。
And the throne is in the center.
啊，围在宝座的周围。
And they're surrounded around them.
啊，到底这四个活物指什么？
And so, what are these four living creatures?
因为王以利沙长老是讲到教会的总会负责人呐，啊，长老就是这些领导者。
And so, Elder Huang at one point had mentioned that these are the elders and ministers of the church.
啊，杨长老曾经好几次勉励传道者说要做四活物。
And Elder Yang has encouraged us to be the, as pastors the four living creatures.
啊，当然这圣职人员呢，都要努力追求，好像四活物一样。
And so holy workers must also pursue to become like the four living creatures.
但是我觉得说这个四活物也是所有信徒啊啊应当努力的目标。
But I also believe that these four creatures are what regular members should also strive after.
因为这是最完美的圣徒。
Because this is the most perfect apostle.
啊，因为这四个活物啊，他们充满着智慧，说遍体都有眼睛。
Because these four creatures are full of wisdom, and it says that they are full of eyes.
所以他们能够观有属灵的智慧啊，啊，能够观察家务。
And so they have spiritual wisdom, and they can look at everything.
知道在神的家要怎样行。
And they know how the church of God should walk.
他能够了解羊群的情况，能够按时分粮。
And then they can understand the situation of the flock, and they can take care of them.
啊，他们昼夜不停在神的面前来祷告。
And so they do not rest day or night, and they pray in front of God.
哦。这是在第八节哦，说他们昼夜不住的在颂赞神呐。
We're saying it says that they do not rest day or night, and they continuously praise
God. 所以不是一天三次啊。
So it's not just one time, three times a day.
而是昼夜不停啊。
Instead, it is day and night.
好，因为这个灵性都相当好呢，很完美的，很跟神很亲近呢。
Because they have very perfect spirituality, and they are very beautiful, and they're very close to God.
啊，他呢拿着琴啊，拿着香啊，不断的在歌颂。
And so they take the harp and take the incense, and they continue to praise God.
他说有六个翅膀，六个翅膀是在那个啊以赛亚书里面。
And with six wings is also recorded in the book of Isaiah.
啊，以赛亚书讲到这个六个翅膀哈，撒拉普。
In Isaiah, it talks about the angel seraphim with six wings.
两个遮脸，两个遮脚，两个飞行。
And to cover their feet, to cover their face, and then to fly with.
四个活物也是一样。
And the four living creatures are likewise.
把脸遮住啊，不夸耀自己。 不显露自己
They cover them, their face, and so they do not show themselves.
把脚遮住啊，我们走过的，我们所立下的一个工作啊，我们不再夸耀这些功劳和善行。
And they cover their feet, and so all the works that they have done before, they do not boast of them.
能够两个翅膀飞行啊，能够迅速高飞啊，工作很迅速，很灵敏。
And then they have the two wings to fly so that they can transcend.
有超越的灵性。
And they have their spirituality transcends it all.
那我们看到说这个四个活物啊，影响相当大。
And so we can see that these four living creatures have great influence.
当他们上颂赞神的时候，带动24个长老。
Is that when they praise God, they take along the 24
elders. 24个长老就俯伏跪拜。
And the 24 elders fall down and worship.
然后在第五章里面说啊，天上千万的天使跟着颂赞神。
And then in chapter 5, it talks about the multitude of angels in heaven.
5章11节
Chapter 5, verse 11.
5章13节说啊, 天上地下沧海, 天地一切被造之物, 都一起颂赞神。
So the angels, and also verse 13, every creature in heaven and earth also praise God.
所以这个四活物很重要啊, 因为它可以带动整体的颂赞, 带动整体的圣功。
These four living creatures are very important because they can motivate the entire multitude to praise God.
我们看回来四章的 第七节
Let's turn back to chapter 4, verse 7.
他说这个四个活物啊, 第一个像狮子,
First living creature, the first was like a lion.
第二个像牛犊,
The second is like a calf.
第三个像人,
The third like a man.
第四个像飞鹰,
The fourth like a living flying eagle.
那这个狮子是百兽之王啊,
And the lion is the king of all animals.
都是带头的, 勇猛前进的。
He is the one that is the leader and the one that always goes first.
这是表述说在圣工上在各方面啊，能够有领导能力，能够带领的。
Which means that in holy work in the church, we must be able to lead.
有远见啊，勇于力行，能够带动全体的服事的，就是狮子。
And the one who has vision, the one who is able to motivate the entire crowd is the lion.
所以不一定说你有什么抬头，不一定啊。
So it's not to say that you must have a title.
能够有恩赐啊，能够带动整体教会圣工的发展。
If you have the gift that you can motivate the entire church to do holy work to prosper.
我们有一个老弟兄啊，他没有什么职分。
And we have an old brother who did not have any sort of title.
那在地方教会啊，人家要帮助祷告，要去传道，他都带头。
But if anybody needs prayer or if anybody needs to go visitation, he's the one who leads.
哪一个地方有人要来信主啦，有人犯鬼啦。 就是帮忙赶鬼。
And so if anybody wants to believe or anybody needs to have Satan cast away,
起来以后，奉主耶稣圣名，把那个犯鬼的人锁链打开。
It says in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and he releases the shackle that's on the hand of the demon possessed.
大家唱诗。
He sings hymns.
赞美诗啊，那个基督精兵前进啊，那个征战的诗歌一首接一首唱。
And they sing Onward Christian Soldiers and all the marching hymns.
大家一起祷告
Everybody prays together.
把鬼就赶出去了，那个病人就好了。
And then they cast away Satan, and the sick man is healed.
所以这能够带动圣工的发展的就是狮子。
So the one that can motivate the work of the church is the lion.
我们有些有领导恩赐的，就是这样。
And we have some who are gifted in leadership, and they can do this.
我以前还没有当传道，我当台南教会的系负责。
And before I was a pastor, I was the chairman of the Tainan Church. And we had a brother who truly had the gift of leadership. And so even though he was only a college student, but he was the lead teacher of the junior class.
他发现说啊，很多学生要补习啦，他们功课很忙啊，没有办法参加星期六晚上的 青年班聚会。
And he found out that a lot of students, because they're very busy, they must go to tutorials, they weren't able to attend the Saturday evening service.
所以他星期六下午啊，一发现说哪一个青年没有来啊，摩托车骑着就一个一个去找了。
And so Saturday afternoon, he notices who's missing, and then he gets on his motorcycle and goes and looks for them.
然后跟他们讲说，你们不用补习。
And then he tells them that you don't need to.
我可以教你们功课。
Because I can tutor you.
但是要来聚会。
But you must come to service.
利用假日，有时候寒暑假也帮他们补功课，都不要钱的。
And so he'll take his vacations, winter and summer breaks, to tutor them, and he doesn't even ask.
他们带他们一起聚会，一起做圣工。
And he takes them along to worship together, and also to do holy work.
有时候带他们一起打球。
And sometimes they go and play ball together.
所以经过了一年以后。
So after about a year,
50个学生全年都出席的有40几个
and for,
没有缺课的
out of 50 students for an entire year over 40 of them attended all the classes
能够把整个班级把它带起来这就是狮子
and to be able to just lift up this entire class this is a lion
再来第二个就是牛犊
and the second is a calf
我们知道这个牛啊非常力量很大
We know that the calf is very, has great power.
古时候农业社会啊，很需要牛。
And so when it was agricultural age, they needed cows.
因为它可以耕田拉车啊。
And because they can plow the land and pull the cart.
它不只是很忠心在工作，但是它不会抱怨。
And they work very faithfully and they never complain.
它有牺牲奉献的精神。
They have the heart of sacrifice.
那时候我们很奇妙，我们台湾的教会啊，第。40天成立三间教会，这个教会民族都跟牛有关系。
And so, in Taiwan, there's in 40 in one period of 40 days, three churches were established, and all three churches have the word calf in it.
所以有的人就说，靠着这些牛就把台湾整个土地都把它犁遍了。
And so some people say, relying on these cows, the land of Taiwan has been plowed.
所以有300多间的教会。
So now there are over 300 churches there.
就是工作人员要有像牛一样的精神。
So the holy worker must have the heart of a cow.
出苦耐劳，牺牲奉献。
And to be able to suffer and to be able to persevere and to sacrifice.
的确，我们很多的弟兄姊妹是这样的。
And we truly have many members who are like this.
再来第三个像人。
And the third living creature had a face like a man.
因为人是按照神的形象造的。
Because man was created in the image of God.
所以有真理的仁义跟圣洁。
And so we have the truth and we have holiness.
但是因为人后来犯罪堕落了，就失掉了原来的那个神的形象，变了。
Because man sinned and they fell and they were corrupted and so they lost the image of God.
所以我们现在主耶稣把我们改造啊，要我们成为一个新的人。
And so now God has changed so that we become a new creation, a new man.
要让我们重新有神的神性。
So that we can once again regain the image of God.
所以我们就要慢慢的追求，好像主耶稣一样。
So we must pursue to become like Jesus Christ.
耶稣虽然他是真神啊，但是他也是一个真人，也是一个完全人。
And so even though Jesus Christ was the true God, he was also a man, and he was a complete man.
所以主耶稣说啊，你们要学我的样式啊，我心里柔和谦卑，要学我的样式。
And so Jesus Christ said that you must imitate me because I am lowly and gentle in heart.
主耶稣充满着人性啊。柔和怜悯
and so Jesus Christ was full of the characteristics of a man. He was gentle. He was.
他到处传福音呐、到处传福音，看到一些可怜人就动了慈心来帮助他们。
And so when he went everywhere preaching the gospel, he saw somebody who was in need, and he was moved with compassion and helped them.
拉撒路死掉了，看到众人在哭，耶稣也哭了。
And so when Lazarus died, and everybody was crying, Jesus also cried.
很多人跟着他。听道理没有东西吃，主耶稣就怜悯，就变饼给他们吃。
And a lot of people followed Jesus to listen to him, and they had nothing to eat, and so Jesus performed the miracle.
主耶稣被钉了以后啊，门徒又去打鱼。
And so after Jesus was crucified, the disciples went back to fish.
主耶稣后来碰到他们以后就的时候就没有责备他们，反而说：“小主啊，你们有吃的没有？”
And when Jesus saw them, he didn't rebuke them. He said, "My children, do you have anything to eat?"
这就是人性充满着怜悯慈爱。
So this is all man's character that he is compassionate.
但是我们看到现在啊，有的失掉人性，好像兽性，好像那个尼布甲尼撒王一样。
And we see that some people they've lost man's compassion. Instead, they become like a beast, like.
我们看到报纸啊，有的小孩子啊，拿枪拿着到学校都练杀人。
And we can see in the newspaper children taking guns to school and shooting.
有的妈妈为着要改嫁，说把自己的小孩子就把他绑在车上，把他滑到。湖里面让他淹死掉。
And there's mothers who just tie their children onto the car and then they drive it into a river and drown their children.
这都已经失掉了人性。
And this is like they have already lost the character of man.
所以我们要做一个活物啊，我们要学习做人。
So to become a living creature, we need to be like a man.
有的人说啊, 这个人会做事, 但是不会做人。
Some people say that this person can accomplish things, but they cannot be a good person.
我们不要光会做事, 我们也要做人。
You should not be one who finishes, accomplishes tasks, but not able to be a man.
第四个活物就是飞鹰。
And the fourth living creature is the flying eagle.
飞鹰就是非常超越。
Flying eagle is one who transcends.
所以要充满着属灵的活力啊, 美好的灵修。
So it must be filled spiritually and to have beautiful spirituality.
啊, 不能够光被世上的事情啊, 把我们绑住了, 回不起来。
We should not be tied down with the earthly things and not be able to fly.
哦, 所以要飞, 飞鹰啊, 能够迅速高飞。
And so as an eagle, we need to be able to fly and to fly
high. 不要单顾世界上的事。
Not just consider the things of this world.
像那个洁净的那个昆虫也是一样, 哦。
Just like the cleanse.
都是同样的意义。
Worms.
爬在地上的, 没有办法跳起来的, 那个不能吃, 不洁净。
Just like the insects, the ones that are not able to fly, that are to stay on the ground, these are the unclean insects.
因为没有办法离开地面啊, 被地吸住了。
Because they're not able to leave the ground, they're attracted by the ground.
哦, 我们要做一个飞鹰啊, 一个高飞。
We need to be a flying eagle to fly high.
再来我们看第六章。
Let's look at chapter 6.
第六章开始讲到开七印。
Chapter 6 talks about the beginning of opening the seals.
啊, 本来这个应该柯传道来讲才对。
Actually, Pastor Ko was supposed to speak about this.
这个七印啊, 一般的很重要就是那个顺序问题啦。
And the seven seals is very important. The order of the seven seals is very important.
有的人认为说啊, 开一印到第六印啊, 就 结束了。
Some people think that opening the first to the sixth seal is the end.
啊, 因为第六印啊, 天地都, 啊, 震动啊, 天上星辰坠落了。
Because at the sixth seal, the heavens opened and then the earth was shaken.
啊, 认为说第七印啊, 第七印的内容是包括在前面几个印里面。
They think that what happens when you open the seventh seal has already been included in what happens in
the
sixth seal.
有的是这样的看法。
And some people view it in this light.
啊, 所以有时候把那个七号记完, 怎么把它并到里面去啊, 到底在什么时候啊, 啊, 再怎么排都很难排。
And then it becomes very difficult to place the seven bowls and the seven trumpets correctly.
我个人是觉得说, 按照这个圣经的顺序下来啊, 好像比较顺。
But I personally think that to go according to the order written in the Bible is more smooth.
啊, 第六印啊, 的时候还没有结束。
And the sixth seal has not been completed yet.
因为以前的那个书卷啊, 就是整个卷起来。
And because the scrolls in the old time, they were rolled up.
啊, 有时候同样一个印盖七个, 或者是七个人盖印啊, 好多人盖印这样。
And then and the same seal to be able to the same scroll to be able to seal it up, many people will seal it.
但是我看这个七个印应该是里面好几个，每开一个里面还有打开第一个印，打开了以后另外还有六个印，哦，啊开第二个印以后还有。
But I think that it,
另外的印这样。
It's scrolled up, and then there's one seal on the front, and then when you open the seal, there's still the second seal, and then when you open the second seal, then you can reach the third seal.
哦，不是说像以前的书卷是整个卷在一起，开一个印一个印，不是这样开法。
And it's not that there is a scroll, and then there are seven seals on the same place, and just opening one.
而是一个书卷，哦，写了一部分盖章，盖章啊，这样刚好有七个印，所以第一个翻开了，出现了什么，然后再第二个这样。
Instead, it's like a scroll. You write a little bit, and then you seal it up, and you write some more, and then you seal it up. And so when you open up the first seal, you can read some parts, and then you need to open up the second seal.
那从第一印到第六印啊, 这个讲得都很快哦, 第一印到第六印, 同样一章, 第六章就讲完了。
And then the first to the sixth seal, they speak it very quickly in just one chapter, chapter six, it is
completed. 第七章就插了一些东西。
And then chapter seven, it inserts certain things.
然后第八章又开第七印。
And then chapter 8 opens up the seventh seal.
开了第七印以后又有七个号出来。
And then after the seventh seal was opened, seven trumpets.
七个号当然是七样大灾。
And then the seven trumpets were the seven great things that will happen.
啊，到了对最后七第七号的时候啊，里面又有七个碗。
Inside the seven trumpets, there are yet another seven bowls.
哎，七碗是七个完全的灾了。
And then these seven bowls are seven great disasters.
啊，那个七碗的灾啊，是存离不杂的。
And seven,
说是存离不杂。
And the seven bowls are pure.
哎，就是那个灾难呐、啊，纯粹是灾难呐、啊。到那个时候已经没有怜悯了。
The pure meaning that these seven bowls are complete disasters, and at that point there is no longer mercy.
所以到第七碗灾的时候啊，那个完全都是灾难，那个时候已经没有救恩了。
And so at the seventh bowl, that is a complete, a perfect disaster, and at that point there is no longer salvation.
所以我们看到说神的救恩呐、啊，啊，从末世第一印开始，一直到那个第七号哎之前呐、啊。就吹第六号的时候还有
and so we can see that the salvation of God is present from the first opening of the first seal to right before the blowing of the seventh trumpet, meaning at the end of the sixth trumpet.
那所以我请大家说把那个每一个印每一个号啊当中发生的事情什么把它写下来哦，啊你整理过以后你就会有一点印象。
And so I ask everybody to write down what happens under every seal, under every single trumpet and every bowl, and you'll have a clear understanding.